Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today are Frank Valenti and Jamie Udishill with the Humane Society of the Treasure Coast. Since 1955, the Humane Society of the Treasure Coast has been a leading advocate for animal welfare in the Martin County area. They'll be having their Mutt March on Saturday, November 9th at Memorial Park in downtown Stewart. Jamie and Frank, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Hi.
Thanks, Drew. Hi.
Frank, can you tell me how, or even if, the Humane Society, has it changed over the years in terms of its mission, what it does?
Absolutely, Drew. You know, the Humane Society of the Treasure Coast began in 1955 with a few ladies in Stewart that were rescuing abandoned pets that were left behind by seasonal residents. From that time, we've grown into a full-service Humane Society. We're located on 16 acres in Palm City. We have a state-of-the-art adoption center, state-of-the-art spay-neuter program. We have humane education in all of the schools in Martin County. So our mission has grown over the years, and we now adopt out over 2,000 dogs and cats a year from our facility in Palm City. We spay and neuter over 3,500 animals a year, and we touch the lives of over 2,000 students throughout Martin County. So from very, very humble beginnings, we've grown into a full-service humane society, basically serving from Port St. Lucie all the way down to Palm Beach Gardens.
And you even have a thrift shop.
Yeah, we have two thrift stores, and one's in Stewart and one's right at the Jensen Beach border, and those stores support our programs and services.
And how do most of the animals come to you? Is it, as you say, people, for whatever reason, can't handle a pet and turn it into you?
Yeah, we have a number of owner surrenders to us where people, for whatever reason, don't have the ability to take care of their pet. We also see about 3,000 stray animals a year, too. We are the only open access facility from Port St. Lucie to Palm Beach Gardens, which means we never turn away an animal for any reason whatsoever. And so we're there to provide services for animals in need. And some people may have economic issues. Some people, their lifestyles change. You know, they meet somebody, they get married, they have children, they find out that the children have allergies to pets. And they have to make really tough decisions. You know, not everybody that turns in an animal to the Humane Society is turning in the animal because they want to do that or because they truly need to do that. They are forced with some difficult decisions. And that's what we're here. We're here to help.
I'm speaking today with Frank Valenti and Jamie Udishill with Humane Society of the Treasure Coast. Jamie, tell me about Mutt March, which is coming up on Saturday, November 9th at Memorial Park in downtown Stewart.
Mutt March is a very fun event. It is for dogs and for people. It's held at Memorial Park. We do a fundraising walk around the park, so everyone brings their dogs and, you know, we travel. We've got some really fun activities for dogs that go on during the day. We've got lure coursing. We've got mini mutt derbies. We have a very famous canine costume contest. So folks really like to dress up their dogs. We have over 100 entries every year, and we crown a winner there. It's just a really fun day to come out, you know, enjoy the weather, enjoy the park, raise some funds for the Humane Society.
What is it with people wanting to dress up their animals, especially dogs? Is there, have you gotten to the bottom of that yet?
I have not. I can tell you, I met a woman that has over 200 costumes for her little dog, and they are just so darling. Every time I see them, I don't know what it is, but people have fun with it.
Frank, how can people help the Humane Society? Obviously, events like the Mutt March help. How else can they help?
Sure. Well, we have a number of special events throughout the year if people are looking for social ways to help our Humane Society. Direct donations through the mail is a way to help. Certainly supporting our thrift stores. And volunteering is key. You know, we have over 400 volunteers that put in almost 92,000 hours worth of volunteer work each year for our Humane Society. We could not do what we do without our volunteers in our community. And, you know, people, for more information, if they go to our website, Drew, there's a ton of information on there, everything from our financial status all the way to all of our programs and services. So there's a number of ways to help.
I've been speaking today with Frank Valenti and Jamie Udishill with the Humane Society of the Treasure Coast. We'll have contact information as well as an archive of this story on our website, wqcs.org. Frank and Jamie, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks, Drew.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.